What kind of stories would you hear? Would people come in talking about the other battles that were going on?
No, we never. Sometimes on the radio, you know. We heard like Iwo Jima. They were having a rough time on that, so we were put on standby so that we would have to go in there. They were going to take, they needed that island, and they were going to take it no matter what, you know. So we were on standby. It means you can't leave anything. You get all your gear together, and they didn't need us, thank heavens, you know. We had another thing of, they issued us, this is towards the end of the war, they issued us wool socks, wool pants, jackets, wool sweater, gloves. What in the hell is 90 degrees on the average down there? What are we going to need that for? And nobody knows anything. Just try, get your size, do this here. Then they gave us winters. You know, you have one pair of socks on your belly, and you wore a spare. Then you switched them all in there, and they give you all this here survival training for the winter. And we still have, hell, what, the only place they could take it would be Alaska. You know, we already owned that, but we didn't know what it was. But one thing we did have while we had that stuff, one of the guys says, hey, there's a plane up there on the airfield there. He says, is there doing something to the bomb bay doors? Somebody says they're going to take a bigger bomb. So we went up, so if you want to keep something a secret, you put guards around it, you know, so that everybody comes up and look. And we asked the guards, they didn't know. And they said, well, they're just doing something to the bomb bay doors, and that's it. And we're supposed to keep everybody away. Hey, the bigger the better that you could drop on them. Well, nobody knew what an atomic, never heard of atomic, you know, or anything like that. And so we found out, they notified us that they dropped an atomic bomb on Japan, and they said they won't be able, this area where it dropped, nobody will be able to live for 45 years. And we thought if they drop a couple more, they'd sink it, we'll go home and everything would be fine. But it was great. And they came in, they said, well, they were dropping the next one about, I don't know how many days it was later on, they dropped the second one. And I think while they were dropping that one, they came down and said, all right, turn in all your winter gear. And then later on they told us we were supposed to make an invasion on northern Kyushu, which had snow, and we didn't even know there was such a thing. It was snow and expected like 85% casualties due to the Japs were going to fight to the last man and or woman, as they said. And the cold, they said, we'll have almost lose half the guys just on cold alone with frostbite and everything like that. So we're real glad we did. So anybody comes along and says we were horrible for dropping the atomic bomb needs their heads examined, you know. There's thousands and thousands of guys, maybe millions of them, that are living today or because they dropped it. And probably the Japan, too, they probably saved a lot of their lives, too.